Right there.
Yeah, you're close. You're close.
Pretty on beat.
You're getting there.
It's pretty on beat. Welcome to Sarcastic News Live, folks. My name is Justin Cross, and I'm coming to you live from the Skid Row Studios right here in the heart of LA's $35 one-hour Thai massage district. We've got a fun show for you. Really, I'm serious. I am, most of the time I lie to you, but tonight is going to be, it's going to be off the chain. We got two special guests tonight. We've got the mayor from Danbury, Connecticut, a day before his 50th birthday, mind you. Very entertaining, Mark Boughton, six-term mayor of Danbury, Connecticut, who's also running for governor. So we've got him, and also joining us later in the show, founder of the popular Twitter handle, sacred_taint. I'm kidding. It's at Seinfeld Today with nearly 688,000 Twitter followers. Josh Gondelman will be with us. Very excited. That was Eric right there. That was mm-hmm. Eric.
Yeah, tracked him down.
That's right. We're doing a commission-based booking system here, so... Eric will be receiving a toothbrush later.
Thank you.
And some free dental floss.
Thank you.
With me as usual, though, right across the street from me, chairman of the board, Jake the Snake Craney.
So pumped to be here. I'm really excited. I think tonight, you said it, it's going to be electric in here. It's going to be probably top 3,500 shows that we've ever done.
Yeah. I like how you're like, it's going to be electric. Boogie woogie woogie, like it's gonna be like you're very calm. You're like, yeah, I'm pumped.
I have a feeling this might be electric.
Yeah, I mean, are you like John Kerry? Like what? And also, keeping our white guy quotient up for the night, Eric Feldstein is with us, folks. Eric Feldstein, which I will be playing. Yes, again, the voicemail, the infamous voicemail that Eric left prior to his first ever show here. He couldn't make it, and so he left me a voicemail. So stay tuned for that. That is really what. What you should be listening to. But as always, as we always do at the top of the show, it's time for the Sarcastic News Rundown. For the Sarcastic News Rundown. For the Sarcastic News Rundown. Where's my cue? Where's my music? There we go. There we go. I like that. At the top of our show tonight, I want to start by saying, which I know this is going to get the kids at home riveted, Ukrainian protests. They're getting out of control. While many in our country burn tires and turn cars over when the Lakers win the NBA championship, those in the Ukraine are doing it in order to stand up to government opposition over corrupt financial partnerships being made with Russia. Get this. Opposition leader and former heavyweight boxer Vitaly Klitschko spoke on the stage at Independence Square in Kiev, announcing to the protesters, quote, "We will not go anywhere from here." Although not a true athlete, and certainly not a leader of a political movement, on the same day, former American pro wrestler, not boxer, but former pro wrestler Ric Flair became drunk at a Charlotte airport and urged his following to also not go anywhere. Unfortunately for Mr. Flair, the following left about 20 years ago. And a report by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, which I know you guys read that on a
huge fan
nightly basis, probably on the toilet. Was released this past week, concluded that Democrats, their drive to increase the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour could leave nearly half a million people jobless by 2016. Of course, many of those possible job losses would be passed on to illegal immigrants who could be paid less and work under the table. Now, fortunately for all of us, Republicans are working closely with Democrats to address the issue of illegal immigration. Oh, wait, no, they're not. If you heard the show last week, they're not. They don't trust Obama to implement any policies. Or maybe it's because they fear that a few folks running for office in predominantly white congressional districts may lose. But bottom line, poor people, this is the deal. Okay, poor people.
Are you addressing me specifically?
I'm addressing Jake the Snake Craney. All right, you should be lucky to have a job. All right, the reality is low wages help me keep my Big Macs cheap. Okay, you want to make more money? Go back to school and get the skills to pay the bills. Especially because I'm going to need a really good heart surgeon after I eat all those Big Macs. And if you haven't done this already, guys, you may, especially you, Jake the Snake, may want to go buy a Powerball lottery ticket. The jackpot is up to $400 million, but I will say the odds are 1 in 175 million, which means that the odds of you winning the Powerball are slightly better than you staving off food poisoning from eating a Hot Pocket. Boom! Boom! You know, I know. I knew you were going to get that, Mindy. Maybe, hey, listen, maybe a delay on the intro music, but you got the Hot Pocket reference. I knew you would. That's right, folks. Nestle announced that it is recalling thousands of Hot Pockets. When asked if the recall was due to a recall of the meat in Hot Pockets, a spokesperson said, no, it's because it's a fucking Hot Pocket. I think they work for Rite Aid, too. You watched last week's show. And in Missouri, get this, in Missouri, one of my favorite states, an execution of a convicted rapist and murderer is on hold because lethal drugs are in short supply. When asked where all the lethal drugs went, a Missouri state official said, quote, to ordinary citizens who live in Kansas. No? Come on.
I thought you were going to say into the Hot Pockets.
Oh, that would have been a good callback, but I apparently we got some Kansas fans here. All right. Not talking about the band. Now, speaking of Missouri, former Missouri Tiger defensive lineman and NFL prospect Michael Sam announced that he's gay. He's gay, folks. The SEC Defensive Player of the Year graced the cover of Sports Illustrated this past week, which posed the question on the front cover, quote, is the NFL ready for a gay player? And I think that's a good question, especially in a league where a player can make considerably more money as a wide receiver than as a tight end.
Boom.
That was
good.
This is a good joke.
It's good. I like that.
I wrote that myself. Usually I steal them from online chat rooms.
There you go.
Speaking of chat rooms, in technology news today, Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced the purchase of WhatsApp for $16 billion. The internet messaging device is huge, not just here in the States, but also globally, and is adding a reported 1 million users per day. A million users a day, guys. Although people are gawking at the monumental price tag Facebook is paying, Zuckerberg said, quote, it's just one more step in Facebook's natural evolution to take over the universe. Adding, quote, today it's WhatsApp, tomorrow, Hot Pockets. Got your Hot Pocket reference.
There right? It is.
Facebook was in desperate need of a good messaging service, though, as the Facebook Messenger is apparently popular among users, but not as popular among people who still enjoy going to AOL chat rooms and introducing themselves as Justin/28/male/Marina Del Rey. And now, nice. Folks, that is the sarcastic news rundown for tonight. We've got a great show for you. I'm very excited. Again, Mayor Mark Broughton, at Mayor Mark on Twitter. Very entertaining mayor, sixth-term mayor from Danbury, Connecticut, will be joining us in just a little while and what's happening in your neighborhood. We've got some real sponsors, some real sponsors now. Mm-hmm. We've also got Josh Gondelman from Seinfeld, from Modern Day Seinfeld, will be joining us as well. So stay tuned for that, guys. We got a great show for you. Stay tuned right here on Sarcastic News Live.
People say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load the 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. It was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't no high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load the 16 tons. What a gift. Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter.
You've been listening to the Andy Griffith Show, everybody. So, where the hell did you find that, Mindy? What is that?
It's stuck in my head. That's Tennessee Erie Ford.
Ooh, I actually, you know what? At first, I was
working
like,
working hard today.
I was like, know? What the hell is this? And then I was like, oh no, I kind of like this actually. Mm-hmm. It was catchy. And
yeah, upright bass.
There were three white guys in here.
You
just
were
snapping.
Learning how to snap along in there.
I was. You know, I'm offbeat, so. I'm very excited. This guy calls in all the time. I'm not sure where he's calling him from, but do we have a caller? Is this Charlie Daniels?
Hey there. This is John O'Sullivan calling in. How's it going?
Oh, John.
John,
I know Welcome. You're a big fan of the show. Where are you calling in from, John?
Hey, I'm calling in from Danbury, Connecticut.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. We got a local, Dan Berrien.
That's right. Well, I saw on Mayor Mark's Twitter feed that he was going to be on the show. I figured this would be a good chance for me to, I don't know, how do you say, air some grievances out there.
Tell us a little bit about Mayor Mark. I mean, he's your mayor, so.
Well, I mean, Mayor Mark, he's a great mayor, but, you know, there's only so much the mayor can do. There's only so much power vested in a man like that, you know, and he spends a lot of time watching The Walking Dead, from what I surmise, but I don't know how much mayoral stuff he's up to. So, anyways, I wanted to talk about something that happened to me in my neighborhood of Danbury, Connecticut, the other day. I was trying to bring some cupcakes to my son Marshall O'Sullivan at his school at Park Avenue Elementary, and I was denied at the door. I was told I was not allowed to bring the cupcakes in.
Really? What? Why? Really? Why is that? Like what?
Because there's a big crackdown going on in the Danbury school system, and there was a piece about it today. They're no longer allowing homemade snacks for classroom gatherings in Danbury.
Wow. Why? What's the reasoning there?
The reasoning is that our youth are weak, but generally the reason I think it really comes down to the fact that 522 students in the district have some kind of food allergy, and that's compared to 15 million Americans with a food allergy.
Wow.
You know, it's about 5% either way. So I just don't get it. I'm a planner. I'm the kind of guy who goes to Costco once a month and buys everything in bulk. Because if I buy it in bulk now, I'm going to stave off the inflationary price pressure that's coming in the future.
Well, I mean, that's don't you feel like, I mean, there's nothing they can do about it. They got food allergies, you know, it's something that's genetic, right? So can't you just buy something that's not going to give them an allergy?
Sure, but this is, you don't get it, do you? You really just don't get it.
I guess not, no.
This is just the tip of the iceberg, okay? I've got about 5 pallets of Nutter Butters stacked away in the garage. They love Nutter Butters, but I could foresee this being a situation where my kids aren't going to be able to bring the kind of snacks that they want to their school on account of the fact that maybe somebody's going to, you know, trade with them at lunch. So, you know, next thing you know, all I'm going to be able to pack are carrots and, you know, vanilla wafers.
You get those kids some shark bites. They're not going to trade those for anything.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think if my kids gave up shark bites, I don't think I'd know them at that point. But
maybe some gushers along in there.
Dunkaroos.
Yeah.
You know, there was always that, I just want to jump in, because there was always that kid, like, you notice there was always a kid with Fritos, and nobody would ever trade with a kid with Fritos. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like, there was nothing.
Well, the problem with that was you couldn't bring any of those fancy dips that Fritos were designed to go into in a lunchbox.
That's true.
So nobody wanted to eat those cardboard chips. That's my thought on it, but, you know, I'm no expert. Anyways, all I got to say is, you know, Mayor Mark, we need you to intervene. The school board here is putting a lot of us over a barrel. I don't know what I'm going to do with all these things that I've stocked up. And honestly, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to go ballistic if I go to the chilly winter warm-up this Sunday. And I those food allergy kids there in the sports dome, the Danbury sports dome, they better not be there. If you got a food allergy, you better stay clear. Because if the next thing to fall is our chilly winter warm-up, well, it's just not going to feel like Danbury anymore.
Well, with that, John, we appreciate you calling in, and I promise I will address that with Mayor Mark when he calls in.
Thanks, John O. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll take my answer off the air.
That's John calling in from Danbury, obviously a big fan of the sixth term mayor, Mark Boughton, in Danbury right there. And Mindy, no callers yet? No callers? Okay, cool. Now, I know that, Eric, you have a local story. What's happening in your neighborhood? Tell us about that.
Well, this one is pretty local, pretty wide U.S. coverage, but according to the World Clown Association, the number of clowns that have been registering has dropped from 3,500 to 2,500.
Really?
Since 2004. The head of the organization was quoted saying, they go on to high school and college, and clowning just isn't cool anymore. So my question to you guys.
Was it ever cool?
Like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, that's their thing. But I think I want to ask you guys, is it time that Obama holds a draft to become a clown? Because this is, you know, serious business.
Good question. No, it's a good question.
I was a clown. I was a working clown.
I had a feeling about that.
Was
this in Iowa?
It was when I was a teenager in high school.
Did you do any sort of training, like a clown college or a clown school?
My friend had parents who were clowns, and I had the opportunity, and I just jumped on it. And during Christmas time, I got to be Frosty and wear the furry uniform.
That is amazing.
Here's my question to a former clown. Who are cooler? Clowns or magicians?
Oh, man.
Because they're both pretty fucking cool.
Were you ever a magician?
I knew a couple magic tricks, but not really. Wow. I had cheating cards.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah. I have to tell you about my clown friend. She was a clown, too, and she didn't want to paint her face one day for a parade, but her clown name was Bimbo, so she totally wrote Bimbo across her forehead.
Wow.
Well, it was a really hot day, and she was almost a ginger. So if you can imagine the sunburn
that's awesome.
She endured
that's
for
great.
Two
that's
months.
Awesome.
Need some copper tone for that. Need some copper tone. Funny, learning more about Mindy back there. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I never knew. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, great hard-hitting story, Eric.
Thank you.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
I noticed you're talking about what's happening. Did you want to hear your theme song yet?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, that's perfect. Let's play it. I like it. See, that's what I'm seeing. All right. Leisurely Walk. It's actually Arcade Fire.
Wow. Great song.
Favorite band.
Oh, I got a surprise.
What's that?
You have a caller.
We have a caller. All right. Well, that's perfect. That's our What's Happening in Your Neighborhood. Is this Mayor Baughton?
All right. No, this is Jim from the Santa Fe Springs Man Cave.
Ah, Jim. Thanks for calling in. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, Jim, we just have a minute here, but tell us what's happening in Santa Fe Springs real fast.
Real quickly, John, your previous caller mentioned about going to this child's school.
Yeah.
Real quick story about a girl at my daughter's middle school. You know, her parents drop her off at 7 in the morning because they got to be at work at 8, and school starts at 8.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was, you know, 2 weeks ago, it was cold here in Southern California. We were all freezing.
Yeah.
And so she pulled out one of her... her folders from and pulls out a lighter and lights it, and so she can get warm, and throws it on the ground and builds a little bonfire.
Yeah.
And the school expels her, and another kid is just watching. They suspended him.
Yeah.
And you know what kids do these days at school.
That's terrible. We are always encouraging kids to start fires.
Yeah,
always. Yeah, I think it's always a great idea. Mm-hmm. Nothing ever goes wrong.
No, and if you do it, then you end up with an internet radio show. So, well, Jim, that's interesting stuff, and we appreciate the call calling in from the man cave in Santa Fe Springs.
Well, have a good evening. I'll listen to the rest of the show. It's always great, and we'll chime in the next time.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, that's Jim in Santa Fe Springs, and right behind him, I think we have another caller. Is this just one more second? Okay. Well, I'm excited about this. I know we have. Are we ready? Not yet. What is this? What is that dance?
That's just, hey, keep talking because it takes a minute to load up.
Oh, okay.
You got to be a smooth operator, Justin.
Smooth.
All right.
Your caller
is
ready.
All right. Is this at Mayor Mark?
It is.
Mayor Mark from Danbury, Connecticut. Thank you so much for calling us one day before your 50th birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, what's that? Thank you, but that's not something I want to brag about.
Well, it was on your Twitter feed, which is blowing up. It's really popular. And I actually, we live in L.A., and I was actually told I was told about you because you're becoming so popular on social media now, and I want to know, how has social media helped your public profile, but more importantly, helped you connect to people at home surfing the web in their underwear?
Well, look, it's a great way to connect with people. It's a great way to put out information that you want to put out. But if you read my feed, you'll see it's not press releases and, just basic information. And when I decided to get into social media, I said, look, I'm going to be myself. I'm going to be who I am. And that means I'm going to be snarky. I'm going to be cranky. I'm going to be funny. I'm going to be all those things together. And if people like it, great. And if they don't like it, then don't follow me.
Well, they seem like they're really liking it because, again, it was a complete word of mouth. I heard about you out here in L.A. And I want to know, I mean, has it helped you increase your public profile? I mean, you've been, it's this your sixth term. I think you've been a mayor in Danbury since 2001, right? So, I mean,
I just started my seventh term. That's right.
And you've got, you're running for governor as well. Is that right?
I am. Yes. I am running for governor of the Nutmeg State. Although, have you ever had nutmeg? I am concerned about that. We're going to have to change that. We're going to do two things. I want you to go get a map of Connecticut when you get a second. We're going to eliminate nutmeg from our lexicon. And the second thing is if you look at the state of Connecticut, you'll see this little notch that Massachusetts has that comes down mm-hmm. at the top of the map. And we're going to take back the notch.
Yeah, steal it. Steal it back.
We're going to take it back. It'll be an invasion of Massachusetts.
And I want to ask you this because you're a Republican in a very blue state. So how are you going to, what's your plan to trick them?
Look, just going to be myself, right? I mean, at the end of the day, everybody wants the same thing. And it's all about how you connect with people, how you talk to people, and how you encourage them to be part of the discussion and have them join you at the table. So if you can do that, I think there's no reason for a compromise. And smart people compromise all the time. And that's what I'm all about, working together.
Well, in your slogan, I know, is people over politics. And how much of that is true on a mayoral level?
It's very true. You know, when you come into my office, we really don't care what your political persuasion is. We're there to help you. That's our job. When I took office, I changed sort of the thinking, and we refer now to our residents as customers or clients. Mm-hmm. And we're there to help you and try to solve your problems. Doesn't mean we can fix them all. You know, there's always those challenging issues, but... in general, we want to make sure that everybody's treated equally and fairly and can get the most out of their government.
Well, I want to get your take on this because we had a caller just a little while ago, John, in Danbury, and he was asking about, I guess, they are no longer allowing cupcakes in the classroom. What's your position on that?
Well, we're concerned. It's something that the school board's doing. I mean, nobody's going to ever take away my big gulp. I just want to be clear about that. And, I just think we're getting a little crazy with all of this stuff. And, we got to raise our kids to eat right and to exercise and to be healthy and play a lot of Xbox. So, we're rocking and rolling.
And you're a huge fan. He also brought up that you're a huge fan of The Walking Dead. Is that right?
Yeah, well, you know, Walking Dead, Breaking Bad, I'm waiting for a hybrid show called Breaking Dead that'll come out very soon. Zombies will be selling crystal meth. I love those shows, huge fan of those, and I've got some other favorites that are out there. And I do live tweet The Walking Dead, so spoiler alert, if you do follow me, I'm Mayor Mark, you'll probably have the show ruined for you. But yeah, I'm a huge zombie.
Well, in my last question for you, Mayor Mark, and we really appreciate you calling here on Sarcastic News Live, is, you know, you have become very human online over social media. If, you know, as you get closer to governor, does that change anything? I mean, because it is obviously a more public office. And so do you think you'll still be able to have that connection over social media? Or is that just going to naturally diminish because, hey, it's a bigger office?
Well, you know, we've had that talk internally. All of the muckety-muck campaign advisors and paid staff are like, oh, dude, you got to get rid of the Twitter. You can't do that. And, you know, there's no way I'm going to stop tweeting. I'm who I am. And if I'm blessed to become governor, I'll be the same way. And you guys will get a kick out of it some days. And sometimes, you know what I love doing about Twitter is just putting up, like, the weirdest stuff. Yeah. And then having people try to figure out what you mean by all that. And argue back and forth for hours. about what the new
mind freak.
Vine's good too, but I'm just learning Vine. I'm fixated on Vine, by the way. I want to become a Vine like million follower person. I'm figuring that out right now.
I know. Wow. I noticed that you did one with the kids in the like the snow and everything, right? Like the school's closed and. I saw you do one of those too. I don't even know. Like, when did you get into social media? Because I literally just found out Vine was like a week ago. Like, that's how long have you known about this stuff?
I'm into it all, right? So I got on Twitter like 08. You know, I was like an early adopter. Facebook, I'm on Facebook, but it's torturous. But you know, how many times can you be? You know, Susie needs the farm animal and stuff like that. but I love Twitter. Vine, I get a kick out of. You know, I'm on Tumblr. I'm on some of these other ones. Jeez. I play around a little bit. But the most potential I see really is with Vine and with Twitter. But Vine is hysterical. I just hate, I'm debating whether I should put it out, but for the next school closing, a little vignette of The Godfather, where I play The Godfather and I'm arguing with the superintendent. And then the last line is like, don't worry, kids, I'm going to give an offer you can't refuse.
And, nice.
We're going to close school. But it's hysterical because I have like the music playing in the background and my office is all darkly lit. So we're just having a good time with it.
Well,
you know, I have nothing else to do all day but sit around and have to think about how to be funny online.
I was going to say, if you don't become governor, you should move out to L.A. and start a career in acting or movies. I mean,
good ideas.
Well, that's Mayor Mark Botten of Danbury, Connecticut. Thank you so much for joining us, and happy 29th birthday to you.
Thanks. Peace and love.
That's Mayor Mark Botten from Danbury, Connecticut. Thanks again for joining us there. We're going to go to a short break, and then we've also got Josh Gondelman from Modern Day Seinfeld, 644,000 Twitter followers coming up next. So, and we'll be right back here on Sarcastic News Live.
Way up. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of huskies as he mushed on through the snow. With the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. To Alaska, we go north, the rush is on. Way up north,
to Alaska,
way up north.
To Alaska,
north, to Alaska, we go north, the rush is on.
North,
to Alaska, we go north, the rush is on. George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand.
Said, Sam, you're a-looking at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jimmy's hand. 'Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time. Remember, Sam, a true...
I like this. This is some down-home music right here. You've been listening to The Andy Griffith Show, guys. My name is Justin Cross. Now, you've been listening to Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. That was just a few minutes ago at Mayor Mark on Twitter. Mark Botten of Danbury, Connecticut.
I'm voting for him.
Yeah.
I don't live there, but I'm voting for him.
I am too. I don't really know any issues, but mm-hmm. He just is a cool dude.
Mm-hmm.
It is nice to find a politician who is just himself.
Right.
So that was really cool. You guys are listening to Sarcastic News Live. You can catch us on sarcasticnewslive.com and also on Twitter, SNLive1. We're up to about 7,500 followers. So we want to get that number up. So follow us. Also, we've got some new sponsors, and Jake the Snake, take it away.
All right, well, tonight's show, very excited to be bringing on these sponsors. Tonight's show is being brought to you by CeCe's Pizza. For just $4.99, you can lose your dignity and control of your bowels.
Yeah.
Nice.
Seems like an odd slogan, but
it's true.
You know, that's what they're going
CeCe's
with.
CeCe's Pizza is only big in, I think it's only big in the South, right?
Is it?
I don't know. Do they have a CeCe's Pizza where you're from in Pennsylvania?
Ooh, no.
It might just be South.
I don't think so. Yeah,
hang it to
South.
I think Little Caesars is still, I want to get, if we can get Hot and Ready, I mean, we've already got Jack in the Box sponsoring us. You know, people call in.
Hot and Ready phone line sounds great.
The Hot and Ready phone line.
Hot and Ready hotline.
The Hot and Ready hotline, yeah.
Oh, man. I'm Little Caesars experience. I dare you to ask me why I got fired from Little Caesars.
Let's not ask her. Just keep straightforward here. Why did you get fired from Little Caesars?
For looking at underage titties in the bathroom.
Wow.
That's not what I expected to hear.
But they gave me 2 weeks' pay. So it's like I got paid to look at titties.
How did you get a severance for that?
I did. I got 2 weeks off, and it took me 30 minutes to get hired at another job.
How did you not get jailed?
I don't know, but want to know what? There was a dude who also looked at the underage teenage titties. He didn't get fired. He got promoted to my position.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
So they fired me for being a lesbian.
Classic sexism right there. It's a glass ceiling right there.
I was so bummed.
You know, usually the glass ceiling is about pay, but in this case, underage titties.
She just got them pierced. She wanted to show somebody.
So this was live. This was real.
This is real life. This is Mindy life.
I know.
Well, my life is.
We just had a mayor on, so I think natural progression is the. That is. By the way, the word titties is possibly the grossest word next to the word titty fuck.
Voluptuous breast.
That's better.
More classy.
I mean, it's good stuff. Okay, hold on. Now, we've got a new sponsor. We've got another new sponsor, right, Jake?
Just came in tonight. We are being broadcast and brought to you tonight by the state of North Dakota.
Okay.
Spending $0 on tourism annually. Come on up to North Dakota. or don't. We really don't.
They don't care. If you guys don't know, I mean, a lot of people, we have a lot of loyal followers throughout the country, throughout the world. We've had listeners from Poland.
Poles love us.
The Poles love the Polacks.
Polacks.
The Polacks love us. We're big over in the Poles. That sounded like her titty reference right there. The penises love us. They really enjoy us. By the way, I do, you know, you guys remember Jeff Hornacek, the old basketball player?
Yeah, Horny Hornacek.
He used to be a basketball player for the Utah Jazz and the 76ers. He used to do, because I have a, you know, gym in Santa Fe Springs, and you guys, don't get me wrong, you both are talented individuals. I, though, have, I got a lot of followers, I get a lot of fan mail, and somebody said they want me to do, like, a shout-out to them on air. And I said, well, I can't do, you know, I don't really do shout-outs, but, and you can't really see it on camera right now, except maybe that one. But I just did it right now. It's I unzipped my pants, and that's my Jeff Hornacek used to wipe his forehead.
Mm-hmm.
I just unzipped my pants right there. So that's my shout out. So each time there's a special someone out there, his name is Jesus, and or Jesus, I don't know. He works near the place that I live. Anyway,
sure, he appreciates.
We got a lot of loyal followers. Jake the Snake, before our next caller, Josh Gondelman from Modern Day Seinfeld, you have, we do a quick game?
Absolutely. We got the quote game, the week in news, 4 quotes lined up for you guys. Who are you playing for this evening?
Eric, who are you playing for?
Well, I think, since they began such a bad rap, I'm going to go with the Westboro Baptist Church this week. They could use some support.
Right. They don't have enough support from other races.
No, they don't.
I am, I told you guys, like, okay, come up with a fake sponsor, or come up with a charity to play for. Guys, I'm playing for the Boys and Girls Club of Tijuana. Again, okay?
Well, you know,
they're
deserve
just not
it.
Getting
they deserve
enough.
It.
They need
they're
you.
Not.
They need
they're
you.
Not. They can only get, so, we donate, every time I win, I donate a sixer of Natty Light, and.
They go through it like that.
It's like water.
Yeah, it really is.
Jake the Snake, hold on, we've got your intro music? We've got intro music? That's the sound of
regal.
Success right
that's
there.
That's regal. All right, here we go. Game. Let's do this. From the week in news. Quote number one. I'll absolutely be very, very tough to get along with. No question about it. Was that A, Kobe Bryant on being difficult to play with, or B, Ellen Page on working with an anti-gay director?
Oh, I will start off because I decided to. Kobe Bryant.
Ellen Page.
Correct answer. That was a quote from Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Justin
Boys
Poles.
And Girls Club of Tijuana.
They can taste the natty. They can taste the natty.
Shit.
And if you haven't tasted natty, it's a lot like Pabst Blue Ribbon. So.
Quote number two. It was totally worth it. It was awesome.
That's me.
Yeah, really.
After a rendezvous the other night.
Was that a fan who waited in line to see Jimmy Fallon's first episode of The Tonight Show, or B, Jamaican bobsled captain Marvin Dixon on qualifying for the Olympics, even though they finished 29th out of 30.
I won the last one, so I get to go this time. I'm going to go. I think you're going to try to out-trick us, but I think the second one was too specific. I got to go. Who did you say? The Jamaican bobsled team?
Jamaican bobsled All captain
right.
Marvin.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
That's what you're going with?
Yeah.
I like that, too. I think that's it.
Incorrect.
Ah.
Fooled you on that one. An actual quote from a fan who waited in line to see Jimmy Fallon.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what you get for riding coattails right there, Eric. Okay?
You're right. Yeah,
Be your own man.
Deserve that.
Quote number three with Justin in the lead so far. This is in no way endorsed by our family. Was this A, Malcolm X's daughter responding to the use of his picture on Nicki Minaj's new record cover? Or B, Martin Sheen on Charlie Sheen's recent engagement to porn star Brett Rossi?
Oh, wow.
Tough one.
I'm going to go porn star because that's the only part of the question I heard.
I'm going to go Malcolm X's daughter.
Eric, you have tied the game one. That was Malcolm X's daughter.
Wow. Nice.
All right. Okay. Needed that one.
We got one more?
We got a grand finale right here. This is the tiebreaker.
Here we go.
I'm hoping you guys will pick something different. Yeah. A lot on the line here.
Can we just shake hands in the middle and agree that it's a tie?
Mm-hmm. Deal.
Quote number four. Leave all stones where they came to rest.
Ooh.
Wow, it's deep.
Was that A, Russian hockey star Pavel Datsyuk on the team's emotional loss in the quarterfinals? Or B, one of the rules of curling?
Oh my God.
What are you going to go with, Eric?
Dirty man.
I'll be the guy who goes rogue. I'll let you have the first pick.
I'm going to go with the Russian guy.
Whatever the not Russian guy answer was.
One of the rules of curling?
Yeah.
That was one of the rules of curling.
Yeah.
Oh. Boys and Girls Club of Tijuana. Getting drunk
Enjoy
tonight.
Enjoy that sixer of natty.
Getting slightly buzzed and then feeling bad.
For $1.
I think Mindy was back there. She's like, you knew the rules of curling back there.
I know what curling is.
That's right. Curling with an apostrophe at the end. Curling. That's an Iowa thing. All right, guys. We've got Josh Gondelman from Modern Day Seinfeld coming up in right after this break. I want to go to a quick break, and we'll be right back with Josh Gondelman. Here on Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. I'm joined with Jake the Snake Craney and, of course, Eric Feldstein, new producer here at Sarcastic News. And this is one of your pickups, right?
It's my guy.
He's the co-founder of Modern Seinfeld on Twitter. They've got 644,000 followers, and you can follow them right now at Seinfeld Today. Please welcome Josh Gondelman. Josh, how are you doing?
Doing great, thank you. Thanks so much for having me on.
Definitely, we're excited about it. And I want to ask you, first of all, how did this whole thing go? And did it? I mean, I really want to know. Did you, and I know you have another writing partner, a comedy partner. Did this whole thing just get started at a coffee shop over an argument about nothing? Like, how did it happen?
No. It's Jack is a friend of mine, my co-author, and we started writing it separately. I had started just as a thing I was tweeting on like a bored Sunday, based on a conversation I had with a buddy named Dan Belger, who's a really funny comedian in Boston. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, man, if there were text messaging, half of the Seinfeld episodes just wouldn't even exist anymore. And I thought that he was kind of right, but also if they had text messaging, there would be so many more different kinds of episodes that it would be open to.
Oh, I mean, like, you would have to do one about dirty pictures being sent back and forth, right? I mean, that's got to be one right there.
We've got some about dirty pictures, some about just like the difference between a period and an exclamation point in a text.
All caps.
Yeah, all caps. There's an all caps one. We have one about, one of my favorite ones is George tries to get fired by, quote, accidentally replying all to an email instead of just replying.
But he gets promoted
because they like his gutsy attitude.
Now, do you guys, like, have you been contacted by any of the actors from Seinfeld, you know, regarding this Twitter account? I mean, you guys, it's grown to be such a big thing now. Like, has anybody contacted you? Has Jerry himself talked to you or Jason Alexander?
It's been pretty wild. Jason Alexander tweeted about it, which is pretty exciting. And nobody else has, none of the other, like, principals on the show have reached out. Like, some writers have talked about how they liked it. Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld keep kind of getting ambushed with it, like in interviews. People will be like, what do you think about this? And like, I don't know, it's not for me.
Trying to be gentle about
like it isn't for them, you know what I mean? Like, of course it's not going to be Larry David's favorite thing. I think if it was, I would have to be like Soup, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He's not the target audience for like a kind of fan appreciation Twitter feed about a thing that he made a long time ago.
Yeah. And just to catch the listeners up, you're listening to Sarcastic News Live. We've got Josh Gondelman, who is the co-founder of Modern Seinfeld on Twitter, and you can follow him right now at Seinfeld Today. Josh, do you guys have plans to turn this into like a TV series, maybe a book, or I don't know, like a real estate guide? Like, what's the next step for this? You know,
we're both pretty happy with how it is now. We've kicked around some ideas for a book, but we haven't come up with one that's been really satisfying in terms of like a thing that we think people would want to buy and that we want to write. You know, like we could just collect the tweets and sell them in a book, but that seems like kind of a cheesy way to make money off of not doing any work, which is weird that I'm against it, because that's kind of all I want to do.
Seriously.
How has this like changed your, like, first of all, actually, I want to know, how did you get such a following? I mean,
was it gradual, or was it like a big jump at once?
Or did you click one of those direct message buttons that says add more, like, you want to get more followers?
Yeah, we paid $500 for these. It blew up really quickly. Part of it is because I think it's like a fun idea that ended up resonating with people more than either of us really anticipated. Mm-hmm. And then the other part is like Jack is really well connected. I am as well, I think. But Jack was working for BuzzFeed at the time, so like anything he was doing was kind of like in the epicenter of like internet media, whatever was happening there. So it was like the right eyes were on it. It was the right thing. It was it's like everything, a right place, right time thing.
Awesome. Well, yeah. And how has this changed? I mean, how has it changed your life and your comedy career? And do you do stand up, or do you have what other types of comedy do you do?
I do. I do a lot of stand up. I'm on the road a whole bunch, and I do stand up around New York where I live. And I'm going to be in Buffalo this weekend at Helium Comedy Club, opening for Judah Friedlander from 30 Rock, which will be really fun.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, I think it'll be a blast. And then I do writing and stuff. But I think the real thing is that Jack and I both are now kind of like that guy from that thing now, which I think is the name of a Greg Barron comedy special.
Yeah.
But we both have it's a nice thing that some people know that you can say you did, which I think it's in a way like it's different than having like a late night set, right? Like Conan or Letterman, because so it's like it doesn't have that like classic prestige of doing stand up on a show like that, but it does have like there's kind of like an excitement I think that some people have, which is really neat, that people are like, I know that thing that you made, which is very exciting.
Have you gotten anybody who's, I mean, I know it's behind Twitter, but do people see you on the street, or do they, you know, I'm sure they can find you somehow. Do you get recognized when you're walking down the street?
I've never been visually recognized, but I've had people like come up to me after shows where it was mentioned, like sometimes the host will mention it when they bring me on stage, and people have been like, I love that, which is so sweet and flattering. I don't think anyone has ever recognized me randomly on the street from Twitter.
Well, Josh, I'm going to be in New York in mid-March, and I'm going to do a lot of stalking of you. So that
me
I can
too.
I can find you. Yeah, I'm going to be in New York in mid-March. I'm going to be doing some stand-up myself, and I'm going to find you, whether it's a comedy club, your apartment, whatever. No,
my apartment, yeah, it's perfect.
And,
you know, in my career, I think a stalker would mostly be flattering. I'd be like, aw. Like, are you just too busy to stalk someone more famous than me? You're just a guy that's slow-moving and...
Well, no. The answer is no, Josh, I'm not. And I'll see you March 15th.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for joining us, Josh. Josh Gondelman, thank you very much for being with us here on Sarcastic News Live.
Of course. Thanks for having me. Have a great night.
You too. Right,
take care.
Josh Gondelman, he's a co-founder of Modern Seinfeld on Twitter. He got 644,000 followers.
643 after tonight.
Yeah, we actually lost followers. that's great. Now, we've had a great show for you guys tonight. Let's see, we've got just a few more minutes. Now, I want to go to a quick break. Quick break here, Mindy, and then we'll be right back and tell you guys some stuff before we head out. Thanks a lot. Mindy, I like that. I like the band.
Mouth and McNeil.
Mouth and McNeil, I like them. So you got to get them on groundsounds.com.
Yeah.
Check out groundsounds.com, by the way. That's Jake the Snake's website where he is, what are you, co-founder, director?
Editor-in-chief slash president
God.
Of the world. I don't know.
You guys
I could make up a
top,
title. But
top music site on Guardian. Is that right?
Guardian, and we just got some love from Wyd today. WHYD.
Is that a
nice?
So it's music, music.
The musicians. Now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, just go nice. Yeah, at Crown Sounds on Twitter.
We got one more caller. We got one more caller calling in here. Hello, caller.
Hey, is this Justin.
Ryan.
Is this Ryan? It's Ryan.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Oh, pretty good. I'm just at work over by LACMA right now.
Ryan is, if you guys don't know, Ryan was on the show a little while ago, him and his band. Played a little set here in studio, and you guys got a big show coming up where is it, Universal Bar and Grill?
Yeah, on the 26th of this month.
26th, and you guys, I saw you live last night at the Brew Dog, and phenomenal, good stuff. last night. Probably one of the best sets I've seen you. And you said that you're still not 100% right now, but it's still an awesome set.
Oh man, I'm feeling so much better. I am on antibiotics now, so it's like night and day.
You're just constantly high.
Yeah, I snorted the antibiotics.
Well, Ryan, unfortunately, it's been kind of a crazy show. I had a couple interviews, but I just want to make sure that you guys tell folks where they can check you out online, and then also where they can when they can come see you. I think next Wednesday, right?
Yeah. So it'll be the 26th at Universal Bar and Grill. We should go on around like 10:30. Get there early, you know, see the other bands. And then you could find us at facebook.com/LA Vibes. And you too, our YouTube channel is Vibe McVibers. And then we also have a show tomorrow night at The Joint, which should be pretty cool.
Nice. I'm going to try to make that one myself. That's LA Vibes. That's LA Vibes. We've been talking about the Vibes, the band. And now, first of all, let me just say, you guys, if you know, I know how the traffic is in LA. Screw those other bands. Screw them, you know.
Get there right on time, 10:30.
Yeah, exactly. Check them out, LA Vibes. Ryan, I'm sorry we don't have more time, but thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having me, Dustin. Have a happy Wednesday.
I love you. Ryan.
I love you.
From Vibes. he's been doing the over-the-counter stuff. I like it.
Nice.
Now, before we sign out here, I know you guys had some stuff you wanted to talk about real quick. Or actually, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to play you, as I promised.
Oh, please. This will be a perfect
as
cap
I promise,
off here.
Oh, God.
This is the voicemail I received from Eric Feldstein. Eric is new with us. He's a new producer with us. And before his first ever show, he was coming in. He got sick. He got a little bug and couldn't make it in. And so I'm driving to the show, and he left me a voicemail on my cell phone. And I want to play this for you guys, and I'm going to play it until we all get bored of it.
You can add the crying baby in there. It's going to make my night.
Hold on. How do I get the speaker on this thing? Here, Jake, you do it. I don't know how to work technology, guys.
Cue up the crying baby.
Oh, I don't know if I have the crying baby.
Literally just nothing stored in your phone. I have no idea which one it is.
This is good radio right here. It's his number, 610 number.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Here it is. Eric Feldstein, everybody. Point. Come on, Jake.
Hey, Justin. It's Eric. Listen, I'm not going to make it tonight. I sent you an email. I hate the flake so early in the game, but I wasn't feeling too good today. I thought I could power through it, but in all honesty, I've been pissing out of my butt.
For the past two hours, this man has been pissing out his butt.
The first part of that was so like professional too. And it was, hey man, I hate to do it this early in the game, but pissing out of my butt.
New Sarcastic News Live editor producer Eric Feldstein, for Jake the Snake Craney, chairman of the house over there. My name is Justin Cross. We want you guys to check us out, SN Live 1, at SN Live 1 on Twitter. You can just look up Sarcastic News Live, and also sarcasticnewslive.com as well. We're going to have the interviews from Mayor Boughton up on our site. Check him out on Twitter, at Mayor Mark. He has a birthday coming up tomorrow, which he don't want to talk
birthday,
too much about.
Happy birthday, Mayor Mark.
Happy birthday.
Happy 32nd. and also Josh Gondelman from at Seinfeld Today, Modern Seinfeld. We've got 644,000. Follow them if you want. They don't really need your help anymore. They're way past that.
They've made it.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for Mindy talking about your clown days. We appreciate that. We are going to wrap it up right here on Sarcastic News Live. Check us out next week. We got great guests for you. My name is Justin Cross. We'll see you next Wednesday right here on Sarcastic News Live.
See, I've been here for 28 years, pounding sweat beneath these wheels, tattooed lines beneath our skin, no surrender, my Bobby Jean.